At boarding school, Jesus is a charismatic young man who gravitates towards the troublemakers. He sneaks into the cafeteria after dark and steals cooling pies from the kitchen. He smokes on the playground with classmates who are disciplined far more sternly than he is. He puts shoe polish on the black seats of toilets. He plays hooky and crawls into the drop ceiling of a new temporary building and removes a panel to lower a kitten on a string over his math professor's head. The kitten grabs hold of the teacher's toupee and is hauled back up the string, the class in gales of laughter at the bewildered teacher. He's sent to the office at least weekly, but for this prank he is suspended and forced to choose between expulsion and reforming his troublemaking ways. At this point, you might be curious to know what's happened to the Catholic Church. You, the listener, will be shocked to know that this is where the narrative arc fails. The Church, embroiled in a series of scandals, has lost membership and power. The priests had only planned for the cloning of Jesus. His birth was supposed to invoke the apocalypse, or something like that. Something out of everyone's hands. Jesus, a teenager at a Swiss boarding school, has been all but forgotten. The reporter has gone back to Des Moines in relative anonymity and writes occasionally for the society pages. You, dear listener, your fate is bound up with Jesus's now. As Jesus, do you swallow your pride and vow your troublemaking days are a thing of the past? If so, go to track 3. Or do you refuse to admit your wrongdoing and get expelled from boarding school? If so, go to track 22.